Gimli, Manitoba, April 17, 1917. My darling boy, oh, how will I commence this letter, dearest Archie, as we are all thinking of you and pray for your recovery and that you will be able to come back to us again, dearest boy of mine. Your father got a lettergram saying you were seriously ill and wounded. Oh, how we all felt sad, but we hope for the best, and as I said before, pray to God you will be spared us. Your father is so anxious about you, as we all are. Oh, if we could only be near you and help to nurse you, my own darling boy. And all your friends, and it seems everybody here is your friend, as the whole town seems anxious about you and express their regrets. If only we could be sure this and other letters could reach you, and we could feel we could do something for you, my own darling boy. We are all pretty well at home here, but all thinking of you. Old Mrs. Saff said she had just been sick when she heard you were wounded, and so were others. I'm not going to say much about you myself, but there is one thing I want to be worthy to be a mother of a brave soldier boy. Oh, how proud we all are of you, my own brave boy. Well, my darling boy, I can't think of much news for this letter, as I can only think of you. I'm going to send Mrs. Flint's letter to you for you to read so as to make this feel more like a letter. All the children are standing around me while I'm writing this to you. God be with you, and I pray him to spare you if it is his blessed will that I might clasp you again in my arms. Your own loving mother, E. Polson.